Let's have a podcast today. We're rocking and roll. Let me see that. It was a hands in the air, Joey D. Hands in the air.
Now, I mean, we can't just rush past the fact of what really transpired today, though. It has to, we have to account for it, because I have people now, they're like, please tell me you didn't chop the original videos from the original takes from trying to get on the podcast in the first place. Those are long gone, unfortunately.
You know,
all you got is the Mr. Roboto story, which, by the way, is doing big things. The Mr.
I was annoyed. I'm not annoyed with it.
I could tell.
Enough is enough. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. Enough is enough.
What did you do to get it fixed?
Well, Spectrum said, according to Mikey V, that it needed a bullet. That they had to fire a bullet.
So they said, they told Bob it needed a reboot on their end, which means to me, like, sometimes they have to send, they call it in the industry, they call it a bullet. And they send out like a signal, basically, that I don't know how, but it like reboots the whole system on their end, on their back end. Which, I mean, that shouldn't happen. I mean, now, this is, the podcast is one thing, but could you fucking imagine if you're a person who, this is why I don't stream, right? I do stream when I have to, but this is why I'm a hardwired cable person and I have four cable boxes, and people think that's fucking crazy. Because if this was like a Yankee playoff game, if this was Ohio State against Michigan, if this was Bears against Packers, and this happened to me before kickoff, I would fucking kill somebody. I would literally, I'd strangle somebody. I'd punch a hole through my wall. I would go nuts.
I will never stream until they can fix.
I have no other choice.
No,
if they give me no other choice, I'll start streaming. If I have no other choice,
right?
I streamed the Jake Paul fight.
But the problem is,
some stuff you have to.
Did you buy the fight, Joey D?
I streamed it.
You didn't buy the fight?
No, I streamed it.
Would you just do it the right way? You got the money to be able to do it the right way.
Why? I don't need to support Jake Paul.
But just
I could get behind that mission statement.
This guy's an obnoxious piece of shit. I don't need to support this guy. I'd rather stream.
Wow.
If it was somebody nominal, why not? Then yeah, sure, why not? But I'm not spending $80 and there's five cards before. I don't even know who the fuck is fighting.
Now, I'll say this though, I did buy the Tommy Fury fight because I knew Fury would beat him. So that's why I purchased that one, because I knew he was going to lose and I wanted to see that in crisp, clear 4K high definition. Look, but I agree, this fight was a fix.
Oh,
he didn't even,
well, no,
he
I mean,
didn't it, even it, throw a punch.
It wasn't a fix. It was just that Diaz isn't a fighter. I mean, he's not a boxer. So you knew in the first 30 seconds. Oh, by the way, Mikey, I don't disagree at all. I mean, it was.
I know you don't. I know you don't.
Even go
but
into
Bob, it. You bet on Diaz.
That we will get into. Yeah, that
he
I
bet. Wait.
He bet a bag.
You don't know what I didn't bet a bag. I didn't bet a bag.
Now, you didn't come up with that yourself. Somebody told you to do that.
Well, I said to you guys that I have never been so mad at myself about a bet that I put it. You talk about just throwing money
you
down the drain.
Told us earlier in the day Paul was going to win in 2-3 rounds.
I know. I was so.
So pissed. Who? Somebody flipped. Who flipped you? Who flipped you?
His dad. His dad.
I wish it was. Mike, I wish it was. That's what pissed. I wish I could point the finger somewhere. I knew that Paul was going to win. I was saying that.
Then
that
why would you?
Can I get into it, Joe? That's what I'm trying to get into. I knew that he was going to win. I wanted to see Diaz win so bad that I couldn't process putting money on Jake Paul. I couldn't process it, even though I know. So rather than just watch the fight and enjoy it, I couldn't do that. So it's the dumbest bet in history. I did Nate Diaz to win the fight, and then I did Jake Paul to knock him out in either the third.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so bad, bro. I was so mad at myself. I really, really was.
Yeah, these fights are they're okay. Like you said, they're not fixed technically, but they are, because he's boxing non-boxers. That's as bad as it gets.
It was a tough scene.
Right. It was terrible. And you knew 30 seconds into it that Diaz had no shot. I mean, there was just no chance. But
the fact that you bet Paul to knock him out.
I know.
The best to win is one of the sickest.
One of the counterproductive bets I've ever heard.
Well, Bob's probably figuring the KO plays pays plus money, very minimal plus money, but it pays plus money. And obviously Diaz is plus money. So he's like, pretzel logic to it, but I do get the betting.
They had to pay a lot. If you pick a single round for him to knock out, that's
the only way you could bet him in these fights, though, because you can't take a money line because you got to lay 400 to win 100 or whatever the juice was. You can't.
So the thing that I've realized, UFC and boxing, the best bet that you could do and the best value is to do the knockout in a specific round, because the odds you get for that are great. But I think Jet may have a video of me throwing a fit. I threw a fit in my living room, not because the way the outcome was, because I was so stupid to do that I knew Jake Paul was going to win. Yet I bet the other side just because I didn't want to see Paul win the fight. Now, with that being said, though, where I was getting into with the Fury fight, okay, you can't watch that fight, though, Mikey. And would you agree that Fury is a real boxer?
Tommy Fury is a mid-card boxer. He's a mid-card. He's not a premier. He's not a main event boxer.
He's a professional.
100%. He's a professional real boxer. And 100%, before you have to say it, because I know what you're going to say, 100% Paul put up a decent showing against him. He did. Okay. He did. But the fact of the matter is that if Paul starts boxing real boxers, he's going to lose a lot of his luster because he's not going to win every fight. His billing right now is that he's only lost one fight, whatever it is, and he just beats up these marquee names, and he brings in these washed-up marquee names. And I don't mean washed-up, no disrespect to Nate Diaz. I just mean they're retired out of their respective sport, and now they're crossing over into a sport that they didn't grow up doing. They didn't grow up training in, and they have the marquee headline name, and that's what Paul wants. And it's a money-making scheme, and God bless him, because Diaz got a good payday, so I'm sure Diaz is fine with it. And they're just playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers, and I respect that. But what I don't respect is Jake Paul as a boxer yet, because
imagine him fighting a guy like Ryan Garcia, he would get destroyed.
Like, could you imagine if he fought like Triple G or Canelo Alvarez? Oh. I mean, like, he would get killed.
I just think what he's doing. I think it's impressive. I really do.
It's impressive. It's a moneymaker. He's making a shit ton of money.
He doesn't mind being the villain, too. I mean, everybody
loves being the villain
for Diaz. He doesn't mind being. He
loves it.
Yeah, he really does.
It's better for his brand and the rating. I mean, it's better for buys, I'm sure, and the brand.
His nickname is a problem child. Of course he is.
You didn't know that. You didn't know that that was his thing, Mikey.
I don't follow these clowns.
Bob. And then on the other end, Nate Diaz. I mean, this guy. You could legitimately, if you gave me a shot with a shovel to his face, and you put a shovel to his face, I do not think that he would go down. He doesn't go down. But he's just tough as nails. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, if the old man from Home Alone 1 hit him in the head with a
shovel. Oh, let's get you home. Old man Marley.
Yeah, old man Marley.
This guy doesn't go down. It's unbelievable. It's
so good. Thank God Joe got the reference, because there was no shot Bob was going to get that reference.
No, never.
Now, Bob, you can't tell me you didn't watch Home Alone as a kid. Home Alone, Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, I think the top five that we're doing today is terrific.
It's a good top five. Very good top five.
I think it's good. Joey D bounced back. It's a Joey D top five. His original one, the energy drink one.
I said top five cookies is a great one.
We did cookies.
I didn't know we did cookies. I thought we did cakes.
But no, energy we did cookies. Drinks. I don't think I could give you five energy drinks.
No.
Yeah. I just thought energy drinks was going to be a bizarre, play.
Celsius, Monster, C4,
Red Bull.
I don't know.
Red Bull's the OG.
Something that was his. Me and Joe were talking about it. That was hysterical on the last podcast. It was so, and I didn't even realize it till people were putting in the comments, and then I went back and I looked at it. It's one of the funniest fucking things. Wow. I'm telling Joe had Celsius is done that, you know, Joe's
like, I asked for a can. I asked for a fucking can, Mikey V. This guy's got three cases sitting in
when
the back.
I said to him,
Bob, it looks like you got a storage in case there's, you know, in case LA has a huge earthquake or something, that you still have Celsius to last you for a month's supply, even if you're buried under the rubble.
There's a stack of Celsius.
It's a real sick and twisted thing. I couldn't even get a can.
Celsius.
Yeah, it was, oh God.
And that was a perfectly timed ad placement by Ticket.
He had no idea, too. I don't think he had any idea.
No.
Both me and I don't even think Ticket, too. I don't even think Ticket purposely did that either.
Ticket knows.
He definitely, it went right from you saying you weren't involved with Celsius to an ad read with five stacks of Celsius behind your head. 100%.
Ticket did on purpose.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah, all right. I guess, yeah, I didn't give him enough credit. What a scumbag. What an absolute scumbag. All right, boys. By the way, this is bad. Rayos is closing, by the way, Hollywood.
Which is why Bob's finally moving to Jupiter.
What happened? They're not doing business over there?
So I guess this, Johnny Roast beef ain't getting people in the seats.
No, it has nothing to do with that. The owners can't get along, apparently, but I didn't know. The owner told me that they're closing, and I didn't know that they hadn't told their employees yet.
Oh, no.
This is bad, man. This is really, really bad. So the server came over to us.
Oh, Jesus. Bob just told him that he's out of a job.
This guy's got a family to feed. He's got to put food on the table.
Yeah, Bob just believe him. I did. I had no in fairness to me, they didn't tell me not to say anything. So I said, man, we got to really make the most of this month here.
He was probably like, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
At me, he had Joe. You know the old school Italian guy we got the first time?
He's a nice guy.
Nicest guy. I love him. He looked at me and then he didn't really understand it. And then when he picked up the plates, you saw him kind of processing it. So he goes back into the kitchen, and then the head bartender came over to me and he goes, just so you know, they don't know yet. Now they're gonna know. Let me tell you, man.
Bob spilled the beans. Bobby Bean Spiller.
A little premature there, Robert.
Oh, this guy, man.
That is a soul crushing news break to that guy. 100%.
Now he's got to go find a new job, Bob.
Let me tell you, I overtipped like you wouldn't believe. I felt so bad. I really did. And to watch his face as he took the plates away, it was terrible.
That's but for Bob to say, you know, that, you know, to my credit, I didn't know that they didn't want me to tell anybody. He says,
but wouldn't you think that
you got to make the most of this month?
By the way, that's
I
asked the same server. I said, well, do you guys have a shirt, you know, that I can wear? Too?
Oh, my
double down. God. I got the Rayos Hollywood shirt.
So now you got Hollywood and you got East Harlem. You're good to go.
But that East Harlem one is always going to sit there for now. Yeah. And apparently they're doing one in Miami. But the thing with the Miami one, it's going to be so exclusive to where it's not that homey feel where you could just walk in.
Bob will have the exclusivity. He'll
have a table there.
I don't know. By the way, I don't know about that. I ain't getting into East Harlem without Nikki Diamonds.
Folks, our next sponsor is a sponsor that I just so happen to use and take every single day, a product that I use and take every single day, Athletic Greens. You cannot go wrong when you're taking Athletic Greens. I wanted better mental health, physical health, gut health, and that is exactly what Athletic Greens does. You cannot go wrong when you go Athletic Greens. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you are absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. You can't go wrong. It starts your day right. I do it. I take one scoop of the Athletic Greens, down it with the water, and I am good to go. Mentally, I feel great. Physically, I feel great. After a workout, I use it, and it is absolutely terrific. Now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/dumb. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/dumb. dumb. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. Do it with Athletic Greens. You can't go wrong.
Diamonds, by the way. I don't know where Diamonds is, by the way. I have not heard from Diamonds in a hot minute. And I said to Mikey V, yesterday, have you heard from him? He said, no, I haven't. And I've been messaging him back and forth. You know what's really scary? You know when you have a number that messages you and it goes the blue bubble, right? It's an iPhone message. Yeah. Well, when I started messaging a few days ago after not hearing from him,
it went green.
It's a problem, dude. And I don't know where he is. I can't get a hold of him. I just want to make sure he's alive. He was complaining about his heart before. All this shit. I don't know what's going on. I felt a little bit better. Mikey V said he was coming out of the manicure last week.
That's good. That's
good. Oh, are you serious about that, Mikey V?
Satin finish.
Mikey V.
I mean, listen.
Satin finish?
I've gotten manicures with Nikki Diamond. I mean, you get a little satin finish on the nails, you know, you get your cuticles taken care of. That's a gentleman move. You know, it's another level of
gentleman. Do you feel weird going in there? Is it a weird
thing? Not at all.
Is it like a little Korean place or something like that?
Yeah, they take care of you real good.
Mikey,
I would pay money to see Nikki Diamonds getting a manicure.
Man. I mean, he goes religiously. I mean, you know, he's
how often?
Once a week, I would say. Once a week, once every other week.
Serious?
Yeah, dead serious. Dead
Mikey,
serious.
You do me a favor. Mm-hmm. A for a welfare check, and B just to hear it. Would you be able to call him?
Yeah, I could call him. I don't know if he's going to answer.
Good luck, man. I can't get a hold of this guy. Mikey V might have a better chance, but I just want to know he's all right. The fact that he's getting a manicure, it at least makes me feel a little bit secure. But, like, he was complaining about his heart like crazy, Bob, like 2 weeks ago, that he wasn't going to be with us much longer. And then the guy just ghosts. I haven't heard from him.
He talks. He talks like he's going to die any day. And it's
scary. All right, let me switch over to the speakers here.
Hold on. For you, Mikey. Good awareness.
Wow.
I hope he answers, man. I really do.
You got to tell me he's on the Brilliantly Dumb Show.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost think you. Yeah, actually, yeah, you tell me.
Yeah. You got to tell him.
I'm so excited. Please answer. I can't hear it. Mikey, we can't hear it.
Is it ringing?
Yeah.
It's ringing.
You hear it?
No. Now I can hear it. Automated. See, automated voice message.
That's concerning, man. I tell you what. Mike, you know, seriously, are you concerned that we can't find Nikki Diamonds?
No. No.
Because Mikey V says he's not, but I am concerned.
He goes through these periods where he just falls off the face of the earth for some time. That's just the way he goes. That's just it.
Well, he's never done that since I've known him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna want to talk to him. I'm gonna want to talk to him. I mean, listen.
If you can even get a hold of him,
it's concerning. It's concerning a little bit.
If you're concerned, I'm concerned. If we don't hear from Nikki Diamonds by the time Notre Dame kicks off week one.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
By the way,
it's a month away, Bob. It's over a month away. No, when Notre Dame week one for them.
Yeah.
That's like 3 weeks. You'll be fine.
But Bob, by the way, he deleted his Instagram too.
He's
off the map.
Yeah, but that's normal. He goes on and off every single week, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah. That part to me is not crazy. My question is, are you taking this donut challenge? How serious are you taking this donut challenge come Breezy? Is that a callback from Nikki Diamonds or no?
No.
Oh, okay.
I was listening to what you were saying.
Oh, I would love him to call back. Are you taking the donut challenge? Because a lot of people have messaged me about the donut challenge. Are you taking the donut challenge as seriously as you took the hamburger challenge?
Yeah, a dozen donuts in under 5 minutes. I'm going to do what? Krispy Kremes? I'm going to get a case of Krispy Kremes?
Joe, which ones are you doing?
Do you think it should be an assortment pack, Joey D?
No, I think he could choose what he wants. I have no issue with that.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. Bob, by the way, throw me to the fucking Lions.
Mikey V, I got to say, by the way, I've had your back the last few weeks, Mikey V. I've had your back.
In regards to what, Joe?
Just in general, I've had your back on multiple occasions. I said, by the way.
In regards to what?
I said last week that if we had the dedication and the work ethic of promoting this show as much as you did, yeah. I've been giving you some accolades.
Oh, Joe, I mean, listen, I'm going to say that this is not having my back. This is being a friend is what we call this, is being a good friend.
Well, you're
being
that a good turned friend. On you real fast, Joey D.
Am I just wrong? Well, we're being good friends, are we not?
We are good friends, but I'm saying you best always used
friends.
To say that.
Some would say best of friends.
Yes, well, would love to see you more often, but that's neither here nor there.
We have different life paths.
Is Mikey B in your top five friends?
He's in my top seven.
That hurts.
Well, Mikey V, I see you once a year, man. That hurts. You're one of my closest friends. But
I used to be in the top five, Bob. I was in the top five at one point.
He's an honorable mention.
We should do top five friends. That would cause a lot of controversy.
I want to hear your top seven best friends.
You and Bearzall. Ticket, I would say Jet, Perez.
You better put Jet in there and forget it.
No, Jet and Perez. I go then, it's a toss up between Showtime and then obviously Tall and Batista. But Mikey B's top 10, no question about it. He's in my
Joe, you just gave nine names there. When does Mikey B come into play?
I said he's top 10.
Now I'm top 10? I thought Mikey he was top B, six or seven.
Yeah, I would say I would put you right on the hinge. Now I will say this.
On the fringe.
I will say this. If Bob's
I got diamonds.
We got diamonds. Hold on, we got diamonds. Hey, Mikey, don't do it. Make sure we can hear him.
Hello. Hey, it's me.
Yes, I know that.
Oh. I got to be honest with you, okay? I'm calling you live from recording the Brilliantly Dumb Show right now.
Oh, lovely. How is everybody?
Well, frankly, they're very concerned about you.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I mean, can I alleviate the concerns of...
Yes, alleviate.
Well, look, you know, life brings a lot of qualms and trials, and we go up, we go down. And, you know, with everything going on at the shop, I've been so busy. And, you know, I miss everybody tremendously. It's not my fault that these guys have decided to move out to the Wild West.
It's true. I say that all the time also. Yep.
Also, we all know it's the land of the lost. I've been saying it for years.
Yep.
You know, but I do miss everybody. You know, I'll go back on to the Insta photo thing there. And spend some time with everybody. You know, I think of everybody often. Sometimes I want to log in, you know. But you know what? I'll tell you. You want to know what grinds my gears? And this is the truth of it. And this was what was really upsetting. So I guess that video of me at Nani there, it went viral.
Yeah, it did.
It did. Andrew Santino.
And it was funny. It was very funny. And I never knew like how I would handle a situation like that. I didn't know how I would feel about it. But it was funny. And I got some kicks out of it. But then you start reading like some of the comments from these
posts. Oh, no. Stay out of there.
Like,
Bob is waving his hands saying, you got to stay out of the comments. You can't read into the comments.
Yeah, these people deserve to be dragged out into a Nebraska cornfield and just put down like a...
like old Yeller.
Yeah, it's so outrageous. And then I'm saying to myself, like asshole, like we're fucking around.
Ask him about how often he goes to get a manicure, and if that's a weird process.
Bob wants to know how often do you get a manicure, and if it's an awkward process for you. Now, I said that I've been with you before, which I have obviously, and that it's a thing that's the next level of what a gentleman does to take care of his hands. But can you just go into what your manicure schedule is like right now?
Okay, well, this is like a very easy one. I have an N-shaped dick. house in extraordinarily set, easy schedule, which is all ties in also to my hair. On Friday mornings, I go, I get a haircut. I go from the barber to the nail salon to where I receive a manicure and pedicure. The following week, I do the same routine, only the pedicure is every other week. I get a manicure every 6 days.
That's what I thought.
I mean, you have to understand something. And this is why these guys, I mean, they're sitting around with their booger fingers. I'm wearing fucking $8,000 on each finger. I mean, I wear finger jewelry. I mean, you know what I mean? These guys are still picking their nose eating chicken nuggets.
Yes.
I mean, it's like, what the fuck are you doing together? I mean, I didn't get the nickname for nothing, bro. I'm fucking covered head to toe in it, bro.
Yeah, we know. Wait, Bob has one more. What, Bob?
Ask me whatever he wants. Ask me whatever he wants.
How much does he tip his barber?
How much do you tip your barber?
The haircuts are, I don't know. I don't even, can I, honestly, I don't know. I give $40 every single week.
Okay.
I have absolutely no idea how that much the haircut costs.
Okay.
I give, every week I give
$40.
Okay. Holidays, I give 50 or 60, you know? My barber now, how about this one? This would be good for everyone to know. My barber now, and has been for quite some time, a woman. It's like they have their perfect little miniature wizard hands goes through my hair. Because you know I have hair.
You got a lot of hair.
They see me. When I go out and I put product in my hair, I'm going to look the way I'm going to look. But we all know what it looks like when I'm home in the Ginland.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? My hair is flowing. It's luscious.
Yep.
So when she's putting her little miniature fingers and running her hands through my head and then with some of the hot shave and everything, look, bro, people laugh. They think it's all a big joke, but it's just like sex. There's nothing like a woman's touch, bro. You know what I mean? I don't want a guy jerking me off, and I don't want a guy touching my head.
And I think that sums it up perfectly. I think that sums it up.
Oh, he's so bad.
All right.
Like, if he cuts any of my stuff, you tell Bob too. None of my stuff should ever be cut.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm such a hot coal burning stove that everything I say is what it is.
Yeah.
What a legend.
Well, we're not going to cut any of it, and I appreciate the time, and I'm just glad that you're all right.
Ask him for final words, just for final words.
Final words. Bob's looking for a Jerry Springer-esque final word from you.
I mean, look, I don't have nothing Jerry Springer-esque. I would just say it's my usual thing that I want to say to the public, you know, and life is about, you know, fast women, you know, faster horses. And, you know, staying in the game.
All right. I love you. Thank you, buddy.
God bless you.
All right. I love you. There you have it.
I think we could say that he's okay.
He just took over the podcast.
I think the title of the podcast should be Nicky Diamonds is Back.
Yeah. Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
I think the title of the podcast
is, oh my God, that was perfect. Electric.
Perfect.
Nicky Diamonds is Back.
I knew the manicure schedule. I told you once a week. That's what I thought. That's about right.
Created, and don't take this the wrong way because I'm right in there with you guys. It's a whack pack, and we've really created quite the whack pack. Under any different circumstances, if I could have Nicky Diamonds in with us weekly, not even just a random show, but just a part of what's going on
like
here.
A segment.
Yeah.
I think eventually we may get there.
Nicky Diamonds.
I think eventually we could get there. I really do.
You think so?
Well, the Wi-Fi's got to improve a little bit. The studio needs to be erected. But I think things are trending in the right direction.
With Nikki Diamonds, a segment on the Brilliantly Dumb Pod.
And I think his video of him ordering that meal, which is what he's referring to, so I'll have Ticket run it. His video is
now the guy who shared that, who made it go viral. This big
Andrew Santino
didn't even tag him. Nothing. No tags. That aggravates me to no end. No tags to where it came from. He should have at least tagged you, Bob. Not everybody could be doing this. You know, busted. Not everybody could be.
Mikey V. Do you know Mikey V? I taken screenshots of Mikey V's tweet and posted it up, and he's busted my balls for not tagging him on top of.
Oh, that was the Lord Farquaad from Shrek.
I'll take and put that up too. That was absolutely.
Is that a good one?
Appreciate the tag. And by the way, in fairness to you, Mikey V, tagging is currency. Followers is currency. So you are owed the right of a tag. Now
I wasn't talking about anything other than the fact that I thought the comedian who shared that should have at least tagged the show, should have tagged you, some kind of trace back to Nikki. That's not right, in my opinion.
It's common courtesy. Now, I love Andrew Santino, and I'm sure he didn't think anything of it.
So I agree. I agree. But
yeah, what you're saying is right. I mean, tags are, especially in our business, it's a very, very, it's a
real. Talk about mistagging. I had to watch Steve-O tag Bob when I got the fucking head into the garage
Steve-O
door.
Steve-O shared the garage door video?
Sure did.
Posted it on his page and tagged Bob.
Yeah, so that would drive me nuts. Bob quickly monopolized that video. We know that. Bob got the monopoly on that video.
It should have been Ticket.
Technically it could have been Ticket.
Technically it was
Ticket. It was property of the Tick.
technically. That's so sick.
Fair enough.
You want to talk about
I'm not worried about the donut challenge. When it pertains
to you guys, last thing on tagging, this group here is such a, I mean, there are tags flying left and right. This looks where if you guys don't tag, like if Joe puts up a post on his Instagram with me, he doesn't tag me. He's never going to hear me say anything about that because this crew is, we're tagging left and right. It's a different thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is. Technically,
yeah. Technically, yes.
Ticket's property. Technically.
I'm
not concerned. No, I think I especially if I could do Krispy Kremes, I think I'm going to beat it. I think I'll do it in under 3 minutes.
What's not Mikey?
Whoa.
I'm just saying. Okay, fine.
3 minutes? What kind of donuts are we talking?
The Krispy Kremes, the standard Krispy Kreme donut, glazed donut.
The last time you were talking about doing strawberry filled jelly ones.
No. I moved on to the Krispy Kremes. No. I said that would be difficult, you know, if you're doing cream filled donuts.
The thing about the donut challenge, after watching the hamburger challenge, he's going to eliminate 6 donuts faster than
very fast.
So
here's the thing is that I'm concerned the most. The thing I'm concerned the most with is when am I going to do this? If I do this Friday morning, the morning of the breezy, it's going to be a miserable day for me the rest of the day.
I almost mentioned that before we started. I was going to mention that to you. There's got to be.
The move may be the Thursday night before at the welcome be the move.
That could really set things off with the.
You know
band.
What? Yeah, at 5 Iron, I think that would be the better. I think that would.
And we could have water ready for you and secure you an area.
Thank you.
This is another
example of you having my back again.
Yeah, yeah.
How could he not have your back? You're in his top 25.
Top 15. Top 25.
Joe, let's say you get married.
For a guy, by the way,
go ahead, Bob. Go ahead.
You get married tomorrow. Is Mikey V on the altar, and am I the best man?
You would be a co-best man with Bearzall.
Okay, good. That's great to hear. Now let's get
into. By the way, it would be tough because Anthony, my brother, would have to be involved too. But yeah, I think Anthony would be in the wedding party. But you and Bearzall would be co-best men.
So Anthony would, brother Ant would not get the nod.
It's tough, man. I don't know how you do that. I would say he would be in my wedding party, and it's just I would have you and Brian as co-best man.
Who do you give the speech to, me or Bearzall?
You're both very terrific speakers. You're both terrific speakers, so I would think that you would tag team it together.
Okay. Yeah, I got the answer I needed. Now, is Mikey V on that altar?
Well, no, because I can't do 10. He would be at the wedding. He'd be at the wedding. I can only do 5 guys on the wedding party.
Why? No, that's not true. That's not
true. How many groomsmen? You know how many groomsmen Lou Rotaco had at his wedding?
Wow, Lou's. Lou.
18.
He had 18. All Costa Rica. At it.
18.
He had the dishwashers. He had.
Now, I'm not saying I agree with it, but I'm just stating
Mike,
facts.
How many did you have at your wedding? How many groomsmen did you have?
Well, I have 4 brothers, right? So I had 4 of my brothers and like 5 or 6 of my. So I had like 10 groomsmen, but I have 4
brothers. If I had between 6 and 10 groomsmen, Mikey V would be in the mix.
And by the way, Joe, I'm not by no means am I trying to make you look bad, but I would say if I got married tomorrow, Mikey V would be on the altar for sure.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you.
I truly believe that. If you asked me that question, I would say, yeah, he would.
I believe that.
That's easy for Bob to say. He's not even in a relationship.
That has nothing to do with it, though.
That's a low blow.
It's not a low blow. I'm saying he knows that I'm coming to the point where marriage is a real thing, and it's Bob's not there yet. It's easy for him to say you'd be on the thing.
I tell you this right now, Joe. Going to be very tough for me to sell a bachelor party if I'm not in that wedding party. Going to be very tough.
Well, who knows if you'd be invited to the bachelor party?
That's another concern at this
outrageous.
Point.
That's outrageous.
No, we don't know anymore, Joe.
That's outrageous. By the way, let's put it for what it is. I've met Mikey 3 times in my entire life.
I've known Joe longer than Perez.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I have.
How?
Yes.
Because it was all through the Patreon, and we started doing the pod before the whole Bob Does Sports thing. And
let me ask you this, Joe.
But Mikey V, though,
I don't see enough. I get it, Joe. But I got 2 little kids. I live in New Jersey.
I'm not blaming anyone. I'm saying the fact that I've met you 3 times in my life, and you're in that high level of my friends would say that if I saw you on a regular basis, you would fucking stratosphere to the top.
I think I should be there already. I really do. Joe. I really do, because I helped you out of a lot of problems, Joe.
No.
A lot of problems. Well documented. I've had your back for a long time now.
The whole way through, and we appreciate it.
Those things are tough. The wedding things are tough because
everybody's
got a feeling. Everybody's got, you know.
No, this is the territory that you're coming into. Is Perez on
the altar? I'm just going to elope.
Is Perez on that altar?
Oh, that's tough. I don't know. I got to think about these things, Bob.
I'm going to say this right now. Joe's wedding party, when he gets married, will be minimum 8 bridesmaids and 8 groomsmen minimum would be what I would think. That's my initial thought.
That's not the case, though. I don't know if I agree with that.
I disagree.
I don't know if I'm going to do a big wedding.
Maybe, yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, it's hard to see. These things give me anxiety, man.
I get it. These things
got to keep you up at night. You've got guys who you've known probably for years, and then they don't make the cut, and then they got to be real salty about it.
That's right. It's tough. All right. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen,
what are we doing here, Bob?
No, I feel for you, Joe. I appreciate the honesty. It's a tough sequence, man.
The bottom line is you both know that I would do anything for you guys, that I love you dearly.
Well, you do more for me, clearly, than you would do for Mikey V.
You're such a piece of shit, Bob. You know what? Mikey V, don't listen to him. He's such a piece of shit. You really are, you know? Why don't you get that Wi-Fi to cut out again, Bob? Maybe then we won't have to
come
answer
on.
The
don't go back to the Wi-Fi. That's low-hanging fruit.
It is low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, come on.
That's right for the picking.
Let's go. And you know what, Joey D? I am that picker.
I will pick the fruits.
All right. Let's go into our buy or sell segment. Buying wedding parties. It's got to be your
house. Sicko, man.
Buy or sell I'm selling. I think they used to be in. I think they're out now just because they suck, and I used to love them. I just, every time I go to them, I haven't been wowed by one in a long time. Hot bars. I think hot bars suck now.
Whether what? It's
Whole Foods hot bar. Yeah, like these community hot bars, whether it's in grocery stores or whatever, it's all trash. I mean, it's never – I haven't had a good hot bar in the
long time. Have you been to the Erewhon hot bar?
I think Whole Foods has a good one still, Bob. No?
No, they've lost their – it's just not good. And you know what bothers me too? They
their salad bars.
They stuff from the hot bar, and then they also sell it in containers as well. Mm. So there's no difference between what they're pumping out with that and the hot bar. And I just think they've kind of lost their way. And Joe, you mentioned Erewhon. I gave to do just to do review on the on TikTok. I gave that Erewhon not hot bar, but I gave one of their Caesar salads a review. $24 Caesar salad. It looked, Mike, I don't know if you know Erewhon. It's an LA thing. It's Whole Foods on steroids. It's
okay. Double the price.
It really is. He's not exaggerating. It is maybe double. It's insanity. It's insanity. I did a chicken Caesar salad from there. It's in the container like you get it from an airport. I couldn't believe that they're selling this for $24. It's insanity. But
to get would back you give to, it as a rating?
Oh, it was awful. I don't.
Oh, it was bad too. Wasn't good.
Oh no.
It was terrible. You got to see.
Oh man.
I mean, you could get the same thing from like a Ralph's.
It's, tell you what, man. Everybody's trying to make an easy buck nowadays. I'm in Canada right now, and I went to the store the other day, and I spent $30 at Shoppers Drug Mart buying different items. $30. I go to the counter. The lady says, would you like a bag? I said, yeah, of course. I need a bag to carry all my items.
What do they want, a dollar?
Another $2 for the bag. I said, you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be absolutely ashamed. What am I supposed to level up the items and juggle them up through the door? What if I'm an old woman who can't?
The bag situation at these stores is a disgrace. It's a joke.
It's an absolute. The fact that I got to pay another $2 to carry out the items, I just spent $30 in your store, and now you're trying to nickel and dime me to death.
My grandfather didn't buy kitchen garbage bags for 40 years. He used ShopRite yellow plastic bags. He would just take like a stack of 100 every month at ShopRite. And he never purchased garbage bags ever for the kitchen. Just use ShopRite yellow shopping bags, plastic. But and then, those days are long gone, but those bags were the best. They were the best.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good luck now. They'll put it like getting them paying a mortgage to get those bags.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Bottom line is, I'm selling hot bars. I think they've totally lost their flair. I don't like them anymore. I think they're nasty. They sit out there for a long time. Everybody's picking into them. I don't know what's changed to where when I used to love hot bars, I couldn't tell you that, but I'm out on them. Joey D, buy or sell?
I'm selling. Yesterday, it's a long weekend here. We had to try to get out of downtown. I'm staying in the downtown area. You want to talk about a nightmare? Trying to get outside and drive around a planned parade? I'm telling you right now, I am selling parades, dude. Who the fuck goes to a parade anymore? They cause nothing but headaches. It was gridlock traffic. It was a nightmare. They had to have all these barricades up everywhere. People are sitting. Who goes? I want to ask you guys, when was the last time either of you or someone that you know went and spent 3 hours between commuting, going, and sitting there for 2 hours span to watch a parade?
Mikey's answer is going to be different because he has kids. Me, it's been a long, long time. Mikey, your
answer. I have no desire.
St. Patrick's Day parade every year.
If you're going to do one, make it be that.
St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, St. Patrick's with the
kids. I got no desire for it, man. I don't care. I don't need to be a part of it. It causes headaches. Traffic up the yin-yang. The streets are closed. You can't get out.
Now,
it's a maze.
I will say this in defense. I think he's going to get a little bit of a pushback on that sell from some people. He may, but I'll say this. When it's Thanksgiving morning and you put on the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, I think probably everyone would agree, maybe the most world-renowned parade. Well, certainly in the United States, but that's like the go-to parade that everyone talks about. Thanksgiving morning, Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, Santa Claus at the very end of it. yada yada, all the high school bands, everything, the big gigantic blow up cartoons. That's very well documented. Yeah. But I will say this, I would never, ever, you could not pay me to go to that parade and try and get a spot in the line.
It's mayhem.
A local parade, like I said, we do the, you know, the Nutley St. Patrick's Day parade, something like that, a lot more contained, easy to do. You walk there, you walk home, easy peasy. And the only other parade I believe is acceptable, and I will go to it, is if the Bears ever win a Super Bowl parades, championship parades. Championship parades are big.
But every other parade, no one needs.
If the Yankees ever win again, which they won't, I would go to the I would go to the, but they ain't winning again. I ain't gonna see it.
They stink.
But my dad the other day, I said, Dad, I hate to say it, we're never gonna get that World Series again. Now I know I sound ridiculous because of how many they've won, but
listen, you're not ridiculous. Is they extended this general manager who I think is so out of touch with the way you could win games. And I don't think it's, I mean, they're going to win another World Series eventually, but I don't see it anytime soon. I could say that.
It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. It's over.
It was a good run.
And the Jets, you think it's a bit, Joey D. It ain't a bit.
Jets are going to be fantastic.
Jets are going to be a good team, Bob.
And that they will find a way to fuck it up. Either Rodgers gets hurt.
If
Rodgers gets hurt, that's not them fucking it up. That's just an unfortunate thing that happens.
Yeah, they'll find something to do. They're going to lose the first game.
Who do they play game one? The Bills?
I think it's Buffalo week one. They'll lose that.
Their opening stretch, we talked about it on the Sportsman, Joe. Jets' opening schedule is tough. It's a tough opening schedule. That being said, I still like the Jets a lot this year. I really do.
I tell you what, I looked at the Packers schedule this year. It's an easy breezy schedule.
If the Bears don't beat the Packers, the Jordan Love led Packers in week one, I will go on a rant like you have never, ever fucking seen in your entire life. Yeah, games in Chicago.
Okay,
that.
I think the Packers might win that game, Bob.
I think so too. Until they beat them and prove it otherwise. But if the Bears drop that opener at home to the Jordan Love-led Packers with all the fucking shit they did this offseason, I don't even know what I'll do. I'll have a meltdown like you've never seen before, bro. Never. I'm being dead serious. I'm being dead serious. I'm getting angry thinking about it. I'm getting it. Yeah, and Bob wants them to lose because he wants that to happen.
You're
selfish. Bob will say, I do, Mikey, but then let the Bears win the rest of the game the whole year. He'll say.
I respect that it's your bond with your dad. It's a big thing. So I really do. I do pull for the Bears. With that being said, when the Bears are playing bad, we say it all the time, and you see Bear Down Cubs win live, there's nothing better.
Context's never better.
Yeah, it's the best thing in the world. Mikey, by yourself.
I'm gonna sell. I'm gonna sell this. This is a sell I've been wanting to do for months, and I had it written down, and I finally remembered to do it today. There's something that people use on maybe a daily basis. I don't know. Some people use them more than others. Some people like me have become wise to them and don't use them at all. The Q-tip is one of the most dangerous instruments in the house. Okay. I want everyone to, I'm being dead serious. People are going to think I'm joking. If this was about 20 years ago, I was a religious user of Q-tips. Religious. I would use them every day. I thought they felt great. I thought they clean, you know, obviously they do the job. They clean it. I got an ear infection so severe from using a Q-tip that I literally was huddled over in pain for days on my bed, couldn't move. It fucked up my balance. And I went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor, said, "You use Q-tips?" I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Don't ever fucking use them ever again. Don't ever use a Q-tip ever again. Don't ever put anything inside your ear canal." And Q-tips been fucking with people for a very long time. Cause if you read on the box, they tell you don't put it into your ear canal, but nobody reads that shit. They think it's meant to go in their ear. Very dangerous. My wife had an issue with a Q-tip also. almost severely damaged her hearing. So this is a true story. She fell as she was going down the stairs with a Q-tip and fucking went deaf for like a couple seconds in her ear. She was freaking out. She thought she was going to lose her hearing in her ear. Went to the ear, nose, and throat doctor. Ear, nose, and throat doctor was like, don't ever use a fucking Q-tip ever. Q-tips. I'm not trying to sink the Q-tip industry, but at the same time, I'm not trying to sink the Q-tip industry. It's a very dangerous instrument, and people have to be aware of it. I'm selling it. It's nothing good could come of using a Q-tip. They make the water gun device. You could clean out your ears that way. You could use a towel. You could wash. You could do a lot of things. Stay away from the Q-tip. That's the only word of advice I could give.
I will say with the Q-tip though, it is, when you do have it in there, it's kind of therapeutic. Like it's a good tingly. It's
dangerous, Bob.
Yeah, no, I believe that. I mean, also,
you're not making these things sound like they're razor blades.
Do you use Q-tips, Sean?
Yeah, not often, but some I use them once every couple weeks.
Just be careful.
Be careful, Joe.
You get buildup in your ears. You got to use something to clean it out.
You clean them out. There's a way to do that.
I wash in the shower, but yeah. the buildup, it's a problem.
No, it's got to be clean. I'm not saying, walk around with potatoes hanging out of your ear. I'm not saying that. But
this I found very interesting, by the way, and it was funny, but then I kind of thought about it. Perez played in the Wyndham Championship Pro-Am. The guy almost fucked around and won the whole. He's going to win one of these. But they asked all these pro players if they washed their feet in the shower. It was like a bit that they did for Instagram. They asked if they washed their feet in the shower. And you have nobody from the Pro-Am there. Each player you see is all the pro player that you would recognize. And then like a minute, 20 seconds into the video, Perez pops up. And they asked him, do you wash your feet in the shower? And dead serious, he wasn't even trying to be funny. He said that he puts body wash, he sprinkles it on the floor, and then he puts his feet on top of the
floor. He said life hack. He said life hack.
Now, that's dangerous too, because you know how fucking slippery that is?
He doesn't want to bend over. Like, he hates tying his shoes too. Like,
yeah. No, yeah. Listen, tying shoes sucks.
When we were golfing, he had to tie his shoe. He was like, eh, boy. And he like,
it's a long time. I'm not even
going to say, he'll tell you the same thing.
His shoelace came undone. He was so pissed.
Yeah, but he'll spray.
But do you guys, you ever like spill a little shampoo in the shower or like gel and you step on it? Like slippery it is? Like it's
I know.
You could, and for him to rub back and forth without falling is, it's honestly pretty.
And he
impressive.
Says it dead serious. And it's
he's serious.
And then it's just him out of nowhere. It's the funniest.
And then he goes, I got a little life hack for you. You just sprinkle some and then you rub your feet together.
If we could play that clip, I don't know if we can play that clip or not. That would be fucking
That's
awesome.
A good clip.
Oh, definitely wash it. I mean, you play golf, you walk like 5 hours. Definitely, you have to wash it. I hope so. I hope.
I wash my feet in the shower.
I put a little body wash on the ground and rub on it. Life hack.
Yeah. All right, boys. Good podcast. We are now on to our top five. This is a Joey D top five. And Joey D, why don't you tell the folks what we're going to be getting and who's going to be starting us off?
All right. Top five this week is top five actors. And it doesn't need to be who's the best. It's who are your five top actors? Who do you like the best? Who does it for you? Could be old. It could be current. It could
be
any.
A deceased actor, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sure. Okay. Why not? Okay. Yeah.
You never know with this show. You never know what the guidelines are for the top five.
I'm being very clear. Now, okay. I'll be honest. I have no actresses. We could do another one with actresses.
Yes, I stuck to actors only. As I did well. Too. Only I male did actors. Too. We could I do actresses. Sure. We're an equal opportunity podcast. Sure we're off. Equal opportunity podcast.
That'll be next week.
I think too. It just gives us an opportunity to do another top five and do the actresses next.
Yes. Yes.
Why don't we? Why don't we start off with world-renowned moviegoer Bobby Blockbuster?
Can I be honest with you? I'm being dead honest with you.
You think you have a good list?
I think
he loves his list.
I don't think there's a world where my list doesn't win.
Really?
I feel so. And the beauty, it really. This is what I really feel. This is my top five. Number five. Give me Matt Damon.
Oh, that's a good one.
Come on, Mikey.
I mean, Matt Damon's good, but I mean, you got to think about who's, you got to think about all the
roll.
Actors.
Let me roll.
Okay, Matt Damon. Matt Damon.
Five, I got Matt Damon. Okay. Number four, I got Denzel Washington.
That's a great one.
One of my all-time favorites. Him and Remember the Titans.
I have him in my four hole.
Yeah, Good Will Hunting or Remember the Titans are my two favorite movies of all time. Mm-hmm. Probably give the edge to Remember the Titans. Big shout out Denzel. Number three, a little bit of a curveball. I said you got to get somebody with comedy. Will Ferrell will go number three.
Okay. Mikey doesn't like it.
I'm like scared. I really am. I want.
I don't think it's a bad one, Bob. It's who you like.
I like Will Ferrell.
No,
a lot.
Joe.
I like.
You really
Will
have
Ferrell.
My back these last few weeks.
Yeah, he does.
Really
you're
have
gonna
my
be
back.
At it. You're going to be at his wedding. You're going to be on
I'm
the altar.
Be at his wedding. I'm gonna be on
That's
the
a
altar.
Big start. That's
and I'm going to have
start.
A speech. I'm going to have a co-speech.
Yeah. Yep.
Bearzol says a line. I say a line. Bearzol says a line. I say a line. Number three, I have Will Ferrell. Number two, see this one too. I can't lose. Number two, give me Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's
yeah,
a
I got solid Matthew one, McConaughey, yeah. number two. And then number one, I got Leo.
Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah, I feel great.
That's
about
a pretty this. Solid list.
We have two.
If we had to do top 10, it would get a little
less. Oh, no, but it's top five, so you're fine.
But top five.
Let me tell you something. This was one of the more difficult top fives I've ever
it's
done.
Very
I've
hard.
Left off. I've left off some huge names. Jack Nicholson.
Daniel Day-Lewis, I know you like him.
I left Jack Nicholson off. I had to leave Robin Williams off. Like, this Robin was a Williams, very, yeah. very difficult top five for me. Very difficult to make.
I had to leave De Niro and Pacino off my list, and that's tough.
Joey D, who do you want to go next?
Well, let Mikey V go. It sounds like he's ready to roll.
Five, I got Leo at five. I have Leo DiCaprio at five. I have Denzel batting cleanup. I got Denzel at four. I think, well, Denzel to me, like, just some of my absolute favorite movies. Denzel and Leo.
Training
also.
Day.
Leo
Training
also.
Day.
Training Day.
American Gangster.
Yeah.
How just, about Flight? Flight was an awesome movie, too.
He's one of the best ever. He's one of the best ever. Number three, A Deceased Gentleman. I got Marlon Brando at three.
Really?
Marlon Brando is a powerhouse streetcar named Desire, the Godfather. I mean, come on, guys. Come on. Marlon Brando is. Yeah,
I'll be honest with you, Mikey, and I get that this is on me. I don't know who that is. Mikey, I swear to God, I don't know who that is. I
can't. Number two, I'm not going to address that. Number two.
Where do you?
Okay, good, good. Number two, I got Robert De Niro at number two. I got De Niro number two,
wow.
Taxi, Goodfellas. I mean, this guy is as good as it's ever been in the world of acting. Heat, another great movie. And then number one is the guy who Joe had mentioned. I think I've never seen a guy act the way Daniel Day-Lewis, There Will Be Blood, Gangs of
New York. Oh, yeah, I know he loves him.
Daniel Day-Lewis, to me, is the number one actor. Lincoln, I mean, he is
America, New York, Streets of New York, or Gangs of New York.
Gangs of New York.
He's great.
There Will Be Blood, Lincoln. He's unbelievable. I got.
I knew Mikey V loved Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis is number one for me.
Bro. I don't
and
know.
Bob doesn't know who Daniel Day-Lewis is.
I don't know who that is either. I swear to you.
Okay.
I know it's on me. I'm not making this.
Bob is going to get.
I know. Look.
People aren't going to believe that this is serious.
I know.
They're not going to believe that this is serious, Joe. That's the problem we're running into. People think that this is a bit, that he's bullshit.
I think after they saw Bobby Blockbusters, they would know. I don't know who that is.
No, he's being dead serious.
Yeah,
he's being
no,
dead
I really
serious.
Am.
Scary. Okay.
I'm looking him up now. All Daniel. Right. Day-Lewis.
He's not going to know any of the
Dances
movies.
With Wolves?
Yeah.
He's
I
not
going to
know
I've,
any
I've
of the
I've
movies.
I've definitely seen him before. I'm shocked that that's the number one, but I can't.
He's a very good actor.
It's not
and there will be blood. He was amazing.
Yeah. Wow. That's unbelievable. That really is. Okay. Joey D.
All right. Number five, I'm going to go with a guy who's not always like celebrated by the community, but he's an amazing actor. To me, Joaquin Phoenix at number five.
Good actor.
His role in The Joker was something else. His role in Gladiator's Commodus was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. He was also Johnny Cash, Walk the Line. Number four, a lot of people won't agree with this one, but I think He's so good and so funny and so memorable. Give me Joe Pesci at number four. I love Joe Pesci in Home Alone, in all of the gangster movies that he does, between Goodfellas, Casino. My Cousin Vinny was an amazing movie. Yeah, yeah. I know he's not the most popular actor, but he's just so good at what he does. He's so relatable. Give me him at number four. And number
There's nobody who doesn't like Joe Pesci.
Well, that's
there's
what I'm saying.
There's nobody who doesn't like Joe Pesci, in my opinion.
Number three, I got Denzel Washington. I don't think there's a list that exists without him. Number two, I got Leonardo DiCaprio, because I think everything that he does is extraordinarily good. And at number one, man, I'm surprised neither of you included him. I got Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks, to me, is an
that was a tough cut for me.
Good another tough cut. Actor, and he is so versatile. He can play so many different roles. Tom Hanks, to me, is my number one actor.
Big day for Will Ferrell. Getting the nod over Tom.
Yeah, I would say so.
It's tough. Listen, the
Will Ferrell getting the nod over Marlon Brando and Daniel Day-Lewis.
Wait to hear my honorable mention.
Who's your honorable mention, Bobby?
I would go.
Mark Wahlberg.
No,
it's not Marky Mark.
The Rock. The Rock.
Is it no. The Rock?
No. I would go with Vince Vaughn as my honorable mention.
Okay. Vince Vaughn's good.
Yeah, I mean, I like Vince Vaughn, but like my honorable mention is Anthony Hopkins. Like that's
he's very good. Yeah, he's very good.
Bob does not know who Anthony Hopkins is.
Anthony Hopkins was in he's
Hannibal. You don't know, do you, Bob?
He's Hannibal Lecter, Bob.
Yeah, I don't.
This is I gotta talk to your dad, man. I really would love to talk to your
dad. You know what he would tell you? Because I've asked him and he watches the show every would say that I didn't have the attention span for it, for movies, which is bad. And he reminds me that that's bad. But I think that's what it is. I don't know who Anthony Hopkins is, I swear to you. Now, if I looked him up like the Daniel Day-Lewis, I've seen them before for sure. But it's tough. Yeah, no, it's
my honorable mention is Jack Nicholson.
Yeah,
that's great. Absolutely extraordinary
great.
Actor. Great. But that's the thing, is this a top five, which is why I said it, is you could pick and choose so many different actors. It's a
tough top five.
It's a really hard top five. And anybody, and I know there's going to be people in the comments who are going to be like, I can't believe they did. It's like, you know what? It's your personal favorite.
You only got five spots. That's it.
Like a wedding party. You don't have a lot to choose from.
That hurts. That hurts.
Damn, dude.
That's cold-blooded. That's cold-blooded.
I was joking. You know this. I'll tell you what, for not being able to have Wi-Fi for half the morning, we turned in a hell of a pod.
I don't think we – I got to be honest. We're on it. If we were, like, playing NBA Jam of podcasts right now, we'd be on fire.
Yeah.
We would be on fire. Yeah. I'm not trying to sound arrogant or cocky. I'm telling it like it is.
You know, Nicky Diamond was extraordinary today too.
That was big.
Was that like if we were in studio together and we had a spot together, I would be able to do 3 hours Joe Rogan type podcast, like where we just go for 3 hours every single week.
It's coming soon.
That's good. So stay tuned. Folks, we love you. We appreciate you. It's been another edition of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Joey D, Mikey V, we will see you next week. Take care.